Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily, and today we are going to talk about waste audits.
What is a waste audit?
Yes. So what is a waste audit is basically when you go through your garbage or you go through your waste.
You dig through your garbage.
I guess, okay, this is a good question because would you do a waste audit with just your garbage or would you do it with your recycling as well?
I mean, I generally just every time I throw something in the garbage or the recycling kind of go, and how could I prevent this from being open next time?
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Officially, I would say next level recycling as well. But
right. Like I would start with just your garbage and start with your garbage. And the way that this concept was kind of introduced to me specifically was basically to now that the weather is like getting better outside. I'd recommend doing it outside. I mean, you could do it inside too if you're feeling fresh.
Pro tip, if you compost, this is way less gross.
Right. yeah, definitely. I will say this, like I still eat meat. Like I don't compost my own meat.
No, but with the new cart rollout, you can get your meat scraps composted too. Woohoo.
Right. Okay, more on that because I live in an apartment, so I won't be getting the cart rollout yet, which is very disappointing, but not important. Anyways, that was just a Emily rant. Back to waste audit. So, but yeah, I would recommend like getting a tarp or something and literally like taking your garbage can and dumping it out. And this is, I feel like it's a really good time to do it. You know, it's spring is in the air. We're like,
everyone's Twitter pated. Let's dig through our garbage.
Well, honestly, like, I don't know if maybe it's just me, but like you walk around outside and all the snow is melting and you can like see trash everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's just a good
Adam's
time.
Adam's probably sick of me. Like, oh, look over there. All the snow is melting. You can feel the trash.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a good time to like refresh, renew.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, beginning of a new season. Yeah, spring clean. Not only like clean your house, but clean your life, clean your garbage, all that good stuff. So yeah, literally dump your garbage out and then go through it. And I know that that sounds really simple, but I feel like it is a little bit more complicated than that because you want to go through your garbage. And it's always interesting, I find, when you actually do this, like as an exercise, what you find.
And there is a purpose behind it, which I don't think we've actually touched on, which is to actually like see what you can do and what is prevalent to try to reduce.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why we didn't mention that, but but you're totally right. So basically the idea of a waste audit is to go through your garbage and look and see actually at what you're consuming and then use that as kind of an exercise to basically brainstorm and how you can reduce your waste. And so, you know, it's really easy, I think, to throw things into the garbage or into the trash can or whatever and out of sight, out of mind, you kind of forget about them. But this exercise really brings that to the forefront and allows you to think about things that honestly, like this happens to me all the time. I'll throw something in the garbage and not think about it and then do a waste audit and be like, oh my goodness, I like completely forgot that that was even something that I consumed or that that's something that I consume on a regular basis.
How much you use, yeah.
Yeah, that there's like a low waste alternative for, right?
Yeah.
So I think that that distinction is important as well. Yeah, to be able to troubleshoot. I'll call it troubleshooting, I guess. Troubleshooting your garbage.
I know that it has been studied that the more easily accessible your garbage can is, the more likely you are to throw something away. And if you have a recycling bin handy as well, then that becomes easier. And then you're more likely to recycle something recyclable because it's just as easy as throwing it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is actually something that I learned in master composter recycler training was like thinking about how many garbages you have in your house and how easy and accessible it is to throw something away, right? So by removing some of the garbages in your house and maybe only having fewer garbages or not having a garbage in each room or, you know, having a main garbage and then kind of having like...
Or even like teeny tiny garbages just so that you have to empty them.
Yeah. Or even instead of having like a garbage bin, having some sort of other like receptacle. So I know for me at the office, like when you start working in a downtown office, usually they give you like, oh, here's your recycling bin and here's your garbage bin. And I basically was just like, oh, you can have this back. Like you can have this garbage bin back because like I don't need it. There's literally garbages everywhere. And if I need to throw something away, I can always just like walk to the kitchen and throw it into that receptacle. But at my desk, I do have a recycling bin. And then it's also interesting because, you know, in the office kitchen or whatever, kind of this like central area, we do have like other recycling options as well. So it's just interesting to think about that, like, oh, every employee gets a garbage can and like a paper recycling bin. But what about like the other recycling options?
I'm planning on doing a social experiment. When I get my cart rollout compost pail for the kitchen, I'm actually going to take it to work and put it in the kitchen at work. And then,
ooh, that's a great idea.
If there's a compost there, I assume people will use it. I bet it'll happen.
Oh, that's actually such a great idea because, I mean, this is a completely different topic and I'll go off on a little bit of a tangent, but yeah, basically, you know, businesses don't fall under like the residential waste stream in Edmonton. So even though we're having this huge cart rollout, those are just for like residential home systems and actually only for single unit dwelling, like apartment buildings also aren't included in this. So there's a lot of waste that goes on at work that, yeah, like doesn't, it gets managed commercially and it gets managed separately. So unless you work for an organization that pays for that service to like have composting or recycling or whatever, most of the time it just goes to the landfill. So that's about a bit of a side tangent, but it's very exciting that, yeah, more people are working from home. More people are, I guess, able to use these residential waste systems to their full potential. And yeah, the composting system that we're going to get is going to be absolutely bomb. I'm so excited because it's going to be so much better than, you know, you're going to be able to compost. I think it's pretty much all organic material, you know, food scraps, meat, things like that.
Yeah, it's food scraps.
So that's super exciting.
And you can top up your food scraps bin with grass clippings.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. But don't, like, one other thing that I know I'm just going to mention is like paper and like kind of dry organics, I would say, I know aren't recommended to be put in like large volumes in your recycling bin because that'll kind of mess up like the composting process because they're just looking for like wet materials.
They said the odd soiled napkin is probably fine, but don't like put your pizza box in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That goes in the recycling.
Mm-hmm. So going back to waste audits, and like, I mean, for me personally, I do eat meat. And so one of the things that comes up for me in my garbage all the time is like my meat wrappers. And so looking at that, to be honest, most of the meat, actually all of the meat, I would say that I eat. I am like a hunter. I grew up on a farm. So I'm very particular, I guess, about where my meat comes from. And actually a lot of the meat that I do eat and me and my partner eat, we package it ourselves. And so, yeah, that's kind of one of the things that like keeps on popping up, I guess, in my waste stream. That's something like I try to avoid it by like packaging things in, you know, larger quantities, but still an amount that like me and my partner will eat. And then also I'm waiting for my dad is the one who helps me butcher and do all that kind of stuff. And he has like if anyone has ever butchered or anything or like done any processing of any kind, he has like a giant roll of paper that we use. And I think he bought a roll like 20 years ago and we're still using that same roll. So eventually my goal is to, when that needs to be replaced, like picking a paper that is wax lined instead of like polyethylene or plastic lined so that I can throw that in my compost. But right now, unfortunately, that goes in the garbage. So
you got to use what you have.
Yeah. So using up what we have, but then identifying like, oh, in the future, like next time we buy something, this is something that, yeah, this is in my garbage. I can't throw it in my compost and like it wouldn't break down. And so that pops up, that like meat, like nasty meat paper or whatever, which also makes a garbage audit unpleasant. Definitely pops up in my garbage a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I also find that meat wrappings are probably the number one thing I find in my garbage as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, like, obviously animal products. Biz and I eat animal products. If you don't eat animal products, like
chicken and fish.
Okay. And do you eat cheese? Like, that's another item that comes up in my my garbage
cheese, but I don't, because Adam can eat cheese. So
well, isn't that
not
just
it's not a thing in our house? We don't have dairy products in the house, except that I usually have a stash of chocolate somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, so meat and cheese, both me and my partner eat both of those things. I would say those are the wrappers that I find I'm having difficulty. Well, with meat, for sure, that's like, I know kind of what the solution is to that because it's kind of a, I already talked about that. But cheese, this is something that I struggle with. And I'm like, I don't know how to get cheese that isn't wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, I still don't have a solution for that either.
Yeah, so that's another tricky one. And those are two things that kind of come up.
I thought I would miss cheese more, but I actually don't. It's like this weird, nice treat well, when you go to the restaurant.
Well, that's good for you, Biz. But yeah, I guess my solution has been, like, I buy cheese in, I wouldn't say like a huge quantity, but I do buy, like, I probably only buy a block of cheese every, I don't know, maybe like 6 weeks, maybe. So yeah, just like trying to, I guess, manage that as well. Like, it's not like I'm buying single serve cheese slices or packets or things like that. Like, right. Recognizing. So that, what about in my garbage audit, cheese? You pull that out and you're like, oh.
Aren't there some kinds of cheese that come in wax? Is that better? I don't know if that's better.
Yeah, to be honest, I've struggled with this. And I know that this is something that I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. If you're a listener and you know where I can find zero waste cheese, let me know. But I haven't been able to come up with something for this.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the only thing I can think of is maybe a deli.
Right?
That lets you bring your own container, which I don't know if anywhere does now. Which, but I know that I have gotten meat from a deli and they put it in my container before.
I have also done that. But to be honest, I haven't done that in a while. Or, like, I haven't attempted that.
About a year or so?
Pre-COVID. Yeah. So anyways, if anyone has any low waste cheese solutions or like local Edmonton people who produce cheese, like, hit me up, send us an email. But yeah, so I would say that those are definitely like the two most common things that come up for us. And then, the other item is, to be honest, is takeout food containers. And before, you know, all the listeners are like, oh my God, shut off their recording and run the other way. No. So with pre-COVID, I would say that like me and my partner didn't eat out that much. But with COVID times, or like we would go to a restaurant and there's like quite a few restaurants and you can have a very low waste experience and like, you know, everything's biodegradable and you're reusing like cutlery that they have. And I really like that experience. Anyways, with COVID and not being able to go out to restaurants, we still wanted to support some of our favorite restaurants in our local area and like also occasionally not cook every night. And so that was kind of like, that's a trade-off, I guess, that we decided that's worthwhile for us to like support these businesses. But man, takeout is just, it's so wasteful.
Yeah,
so rough.
Our takeout, like our restaurant supplement over the last year has basically been pizza, because at least the boxes
are, that's a good option,
recyclable. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of been our workaround.
That is a really good note. Yeah, I feel like we'll order takeout and of course everything's like individually wrapped, then of course they supply you with like 1,000 napkins and sometimes the napkins are plastic wrapped. Yeah, and so a lot of the places now, like, you can just be like, I don't need cutlery because like obviously I'm taking it and eating it in my home. But yeah, so just like even just little things. So you know, going back to the garbage audit or the waste audit, that's really what I find for me personally. Those are kind of like my three kryptonites in my trash audit. But like also, I'm not going to lie, like, of course I do trash audit and I'm like, oh, I like bought I don't know, a bag of candy. Like, candy is my partner's, like, he loves candy so much. So, like, oh, yeah, he, like, bought some candy and, like, oh, that's in our garbage. Or, like, Easter's around the corner. So, like, mini eggs, you know, like, that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like, that stuff definitely pops up. But, yeah, I mean, I guess
we're not alone to limit in our households it. And we have to consider other people and their values and needs and desires and all that. Mm-hmm. I know, like, my husband is, he doesn't like just floss. Like, he is anti using his hands and his mouth to floss. So one of the things that I find in the garbage regularly is floss picks. But I have a Durapick on the way, which I'm very excited. It's a reusable floss pick that you put the floss in, and he's on board. So I'm looking forward to that.
That is very exciting. Yeah. So even like little things like that, like there are swaps that are more sustainable and like a longer term quality product that you can invest in. Yeah. That are like a super, like that's a direct swap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's basically the same thing. Yeah. It just won't be as wasteful. So like, so that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great example.
I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Other things that, yeah. So meat, I've already talked about. And tofu, because we do kind of, we try not to eat too many animal products. So tofu gets in there a lot as well. And of course, you can't get tofu without packaging. It's just not a thing. What else do I usually find? Kind ice cream containers. So that's like a local ice cream place that we love.
Yeah, I was going to say ice cream containers. That's another one.
Makes they make vegan ice cream too. And so Adam can have it. So.
Oh, yeah, because you guys don't eat dairy.
Right,
oh, my gosh. We don't have dairy in the house.
Yeah, I mean, we can get intense. Our own ice cream. So he gets his dairy-free ice cream, and I'll get my ice cream. That's usually just treat stashes. But other than, yeah, like, we don't have milk. We don't have cheese. We don't have all the other dairy things that I forget about. I don't have them anymore.
Right.
Another thing that I found or find once in a while would be a Band-Aid, because my work is both constantly cutting up my hands
full of pokey things
and also
full
dirty
needles. Well, I mean, you repair sewing machines. That was like more of a joke than anything. I don't think that you're actually like dealing with a whole bunch of needles all the time, but
I did sew through my finger once.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know if a Band-Aid can solve that.
It hurt.
I guess.
I went and got a tetanus shot that day. But I mean, we're constantly just like scraping because we're reefing on screwdrivers and stuff. It happens, right?
Oh, yeah. That's fair. And okay. And I will say,
because it's kind of also dirty, like I want to keep that clean. So I will use Band-Aids on my hands.
That's fair. Okay. I will also say that we were doing a tour last year for Waste Free Edmonton. Anyways, we were touring a like local zero waste place, and they had biodegradable Band-Aids. So I don't know if you've heard of those, but they have them. So I was like, oh, I haven't seen this before. I need Band-Aids. Like we don't have or we're running out of them. So I bought these biodegradable Band-Aids. And I was like super excited for them.
Are they all right or are they awful?
They don't stay on. Honestly, I had such high hopes for them. And then I like cut my finger or something. And I was like, oh my God, it's like I might as well just have a Kleenex because this Band-Aid just does not work for me. Or like, I don't use a lot of Band-Aids, obviously, because like I work at a computer all day. So not a lot of hazards there.
Yeah. Like no less than 3 cuts on my hand right now that are healing.
But then, yeah, I had, for blisters. So I like, I don't know, was wearing a pair of shoes that I haven't worn in a while and got blisters and put these Band-Aids on, and they just like I don't even think they lasted 2 steps. Anyways, so
I did a camping waste audit last year. Yeah, after I went camping, my entire waste for the entire weekend was 2 tea bags and a Band-Aid because of the blister. You just reminded me of that.
Oh, nice. Anyways, so yeah, these waste audits, I mean, it's good to do them kind of at regular intervals. Like I would say you can do one and then, you know, try and do them fairly consistently. Like Biz, you've kind of switched to a different methodology where you don't like dump your garbage out, but instead you're like more mindful every time you put something in the garbage,
yeah,
right?
Basically, it's almost like put a little reminder on the lid of your garbage can. So when you step on the little pedal and it flips up, if you have one of those, it's like, hey, how could you make this not happen next time?
It just reminds you. It's kind of like that idea.
That's kind of like my mentality. It's like, all right, putting this in the garbage, how do I not have this happen again? Or is it something that I'm throwing in the garbage because I'm preventing something else from going in the garbage? For example, one of the things that is prevalent in my garbage is zipper ends, because I will replace a zipper on something or use up scraps and make like a bag out of old clothes or something and use a zipper. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the zipper I'm throwing out is often to replace something else from going in the garbage that would be worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. I think that that's awesome. And I will say, like, one of the things that I've noticed as well is a lot of the times I kind of do like little impromptu garbage audits. Like, for example, my bathroom garbage, quite frequently, like, I'll, you know, when I go and like empty that, I guess, into like my kitchen garbage to take out the garbage bag to the dumpster or whatever. Like, most of the things in my bathroom garbage are usually like tissues or floss or Q-tips or things that are compostable. So a lot of the time when I do that, I'll actually just like, oh, I'll just pick out those things and put those right into my compost bin and just like kind of do like a little bit of a mini audit and look at those things, and then also like make sure that they aren't going into my main garbage, which goes to the landfill. So yeah, I feel like that's also like a good habit, that if you're like emptying other like smaller garbages, particularly, yeah, garbages that you have around the house, because I feel like a lot of those garbages are just filled with like tissues or, yeah, like tiny little things that aren't like gross or whatever. They and they could go into the compost. It's just like, oh, the compost is like, you know, 15 steps away instead of right here in this garbage. So like, what can you do to prevent that from actually going to the landfill?
And of course, the one thing that I almost guarantee is in everybody's garbage.
What?
Is the garbage bag.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, definitely.
So for me, as much as I can, my garbage generally goes in my cat food bag and my flower bag. Mm-hmm. So every time I empty a cat food bag or a flower bag, it becomes the next garbage bag. Are mostly cover that. Every once in a while, we end up using a garbage bag, but mostly they end up going into those kinds of bags, or like something that we get in the mail will come in a bag-ish, and I'll just like take some of the garbage out and put
just
it in there.
Repurpose that.
And then that just makes less in the garbage can to fill the bag so that I'm not throwing out more plastic just to throw out stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, for example, also we do have like some grocery bags, like, you know, like the plastic, like single use plastic, evil shopping bags. Like I hold on to those and like reuse them over and over and over and over.
Almost like we say landfill.
Right? Like
single use plastics.
But I will say, like, there are useful purposes for those bags. Like, for example, I really like to use old shopping bags to like put wet shoes in, like particularly if I'm like going hiking or something. Yeah, after the hike, I like love putting my wet shoes in like a shopping bag because that's easy. Or I'm not encouraging you to like not use reusable bags, but if you have them, you know, try and find purposes for them, and they can be reused like so many times.
They're not disposable, they're cheap.
Yeah,
you can use them more than once.
For sure. So like another thing that I do with the shopping bags is I, in my bathroom garbage, like I'll line my little bathroom garbage with a shopping bag, and probably like I would say like 80 out of 100 times that I empty my garbage in for my bathroom, like nothing gross is in there. And I just instead of actually taking the bag out, I'll just dump it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah. And then like the odd time that like, oh, you know, someone spit their gum in here, or like this is really gross. And so everything's like stuck together. I don't know, like whatever. Then, oh, instead of like having to do a deep clean of my trash can, then okay, like I'll get rid of that bag. But honestly, I would say that's like very, very unusual. So yeah, if you do have shopping bags, like you can recycle them in Edmonton. But if you have a use for them, like use them. Use them. Use them over and over again.
And stop getting more.
Don't treat them as a disposable. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just stop. Stop getting them more. You won't be able to get them after the end of this year anyway. So
yeah, exactly. Hold on. All right. I hope not.
Are we ready for wine, cheese, and dessert?
Yes. Yes, we are. Okay, what is your wine, cheese, and dessert?
You sound super ready.
I'm very ready.
Okay. So I have worn the heels down in my shoes. So this is sort of like a two-way wine, cheese, and dessert. Twofold. My shoes are dying. And also I looked into some Patagonia, because I used to have Patagonia hikers, and I loved them. And I found out that they don't make shoes anymore.
I was gonna say, I'm like, do they make shoes?
They used to.
because
I used to be have honest some.
Oh, that's amazing, because I'm quite a big fan of Patagonia.
Right.
Just with, like, to be honest, I would say that they kind of outcompete most companies in terms of like ethically sourcing things, and they also have high quality outdoor gear, which is great. And yeah, they're just like a really great ethical company.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, you can get shoes from them?
No, I wish.
I want to buy shoes from them.
About 4 or 5 years ago, apparently. I was like, oh, that's sad. So anyway, so my dessert part of this is that, A, I'm getting my shoes repaired. So yay.
Ooh, that is exciting.
Yeah, fast shoe repair that I interviewed a couple weeks ago. And two, Patagonia's ad. I don't know if you saw the ad where they literally advertise to not buy their stuff.
Yeah, well, they like on each one of their tags, it's basically like
do
sell
you really
this, reuse
need this?
This.
Do
like
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome. And their products, I will say, like, I have a handful of Patagonia things. They tend to be a bit pricier, but the quality of these products, I will say, like, far surpasses other similar brands that I would say, like, you know, I think about like Lululemon or Mech or like all of these kind of other like activewear or technical gear brands, and Patagonia stuff is just like,
it's awesome,
on par or better.
It really is.
And also it's ethically sourced. So
and they don't
that's
want you to buy their stuff.
Free spiel. Yeah, that's my free spiel for Patagonia. Anyways, I don't need to get into that more,
so,
but that's amazing.
I skipped my cheese just because the wine and the dessert were related. And so my cheese is the quote, "One man's trash is another man's treasure," is a suboptimal way to tell your child they are adopted.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if I like that.
So but I might like dark humor.
That is a little dark. That is a little dark. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to segue right into my wine and cheese and dessert.
Okay.
And so, okay. So my wine, to be honest, I've been, I guess, like, I'm just finding it more and more frustrated that I can't get stuff in bulk. And like, I have so many things that I want to refill. Like, I'm like, oh, I really want some kombucha. And like, yeah, like I used to be able to get this.
Can she get kombucha refills at Earth General? No, not Earth General. What's the other
one? Blush Lane?
Blush Lane.
So you can. So that's like the only place that you can get them, basically. So you can get them there. But
you can also do the bottle swap at Bucha at the downtown farmer's market.
Oh, see, that's interesting because...
So, FYI.
That's good to know. Because I was doing a bottle swap and then they stopped it because of COVID.
Okay, well, Bucha still does bottle swap at the downtown.
That's good to know. That's excellent to know, actually. I did not know that. This is life-changing. Anyways, but there's just been like a few things that I'm like, oh, it's just so annoying. Like, I used to be able to get this in bulk so easily before, and now I have to buy it in packaging. And like, it's just... That's annoying. So that's my wine. I'm ready. Obviously, I have like COVID fatigue. I'm ready for reusables and refillables to come back in full force.
So ready for reusables.
Because
I want coffee
so nice.
And pasta and soybeans and
right? I just
tea
don't want to have to
I
buy
want
them
all the things,
in plastic.
Flour and sugar.
Yeah. Why do they have to be in this plastic vessel of environmental shame. Anyways, but whatever. So that's my wine.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've just been feeling that lately. And I'm sure, well, obviously you have too.
Yes.
Anyways, so my cheese is, I found this really, I think that this is a great little joke. Mostly because my sister drives this vehicle and I just thought that it was really cute. So, Biz, how do Prius owners drive? They drive with one hand on the wheel and the other's patting themselves on the back. Do you like that? I thought that that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyways, this is also, this is just a PSA that you don't need to go out and buy a new vehicle. Just use the one that you already have and just try to drive less.
Or bike.
That's what I would recommend. Yeah, or bike. Yeah. That's really the best option. Anyways, but my dessert, you'll be very excited for this. So a while back, we talked about my like blue fuzzy house coat that like a decade and a half, like a really long time. Anyways, and I was like really struggling with it. I was like trying to, like I was doing all sorts of things. I was trying to, yeah, it was just like, it was wearing out. It was pilling. It was uncomfortable to wear. It was like scratchy. There was like detergent buildup. Anyways, whatever. So I tried a whole bunch of different things without any success. And then I was like, you know what? This might be a lost cause. And then actually, as a gift, my mom bought me a new house coat. And so she bought me a new house coat. And I was like, oh, this is really exciting. This new house coat, perfect. And then I was like, okay, so now what am I going to do with this old house coat? So I had this old house coat and I decided I did my own DIY and I turned my house coat because the inside of it, like the part that you would wear that was like touching your body, that was the part that was like getting really worn out and like pilling and just like not nice. Mm-hmm. And so then I made my own like makeup wipe face cloth with like, basically, I just turned the inside material inside on itself and so had like the nice material on the outside. So yeah, basically, like you see those reusable, I don't know, like makeup or cloth cotton rounds. I'm sure people in the low waste community are familiar with those to like remove your makeup or like clean your face or whatever. So I just made those out of my old blue fuzzy house coat and they work great because it's like kind of like a towel microfiber material.
Right.
So they work super great for like taking mascara off at the end of the day. Honestly, I just like, well, see, this is also part of the problem because I found that I had a need for them because I switched my mascaras and then my makeup removal method wasn't working as well before. Like before I would just take oil and like literally rub it on my face and kind of take off the makeup with my hands. But it works a lot better if you have a makeup or like a
double
round.
Solution. Yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I like had a need and I filled it and I made my own makeup like terry cloth things.
Excellent.
With my blue house coat. So,
and you saved the rest of the scrap fabric that you couldn't use so we can stuff dog beds for the SPCA, right?
Yeah, I did actually. Yes. I have it in a bag. Yeah. That which is, yeah, fantastic. I have some other like DIY projects that are going to create some scrap fabric, I think. So I'm just going to have a big bag.
By the way,
I'm looking forward
you're
to
a yoga fan. So scrap fabric also makes a great bolster / yoga block.
Oh, because
it's quite dense and heavy. And so my yoga block is, I made it with fabric scraps stuffed inside.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. I never thought about that. Yeah,
I feel like
with
this could be a lucrative business.
Ooh, I mean, there's so many extra fabric scraps in the world. Right. I will say, like, I already have a yoga block, and usually if I need a bolster, I just use a pillow. But that's great. That's a great idea. Yeah. Anyways, okay. Well, thank you guys all so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear your feedback. And honestly, we would also love to see if you do a trash audit and what comes up for you. And send us an email. You can reach us at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
And we'd really like to thank Change Toothpaste for sponsoring our podcast because Emily and I are volunteers and podcasting is not free. So they cover those costs for us. So thank you, Change.
Yes, thank you, Change, so much.
You can also find us on Instagram at becominglesspod, and you can hashtag trash audit and hashtag becominglesspod, and let us know what you're doing. And you can find us on becominglesspod.podbean.com for all the ways to connect and listen.
Yeah. And you can also, if you are so inclined, to donate to support waste reduction's efforts here in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can,
if you guys want to do that
on Podbean, you can do that at wastefree.ca, and you can do that through Patreon now. So you can find us at patreon.com/becominglesspod.
Cool. And I also just wanted to mention, like, if you aren't able to donate to us, that's totally, totally cool. But if you do like our podcast, you can share our podcast or our social media or whatever with your friends, or write us a review. That goes a long way into, like, spreading our reach. So if you could do that, that would be amazing. And so thank you guys so much. We really hope to have you back next time. Remember, every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday.
You know what? I wasn't recording.
You weren't recording?